A man sprints through a marketplace in broad daylight, holding a lit lantern. The crowd mocks him. He is looking for God. Then he stops, turns, and says something that should have shaken the 19th century to its core. God is dead, and we have killed him. This is section 125 of Nietzsche's 1882 work, The Gay Science. The man with the lantern is not a fool. He is the only one who understands what has actually happened. And Sergio, what he understood is something most people still haven't fully reckoned with. The lantern is the key detail. It is daylight. He doesn't need it to see. He needs it to find something that is already gone. Nietzsche's madman uses the lantern because the death of God is not a moment. It is a slow, creeping darkness that civilization hasn't noticed yet. Think of it like starlight. When you look at a distant star, you're seeing light that left its source thousands of years ago. The star itself may already be dead. Nietzsche makes exactly this point in the parable. We have killed him, but the news has not yet reached the ears of men. The event has occurred, the consequences are still traveling toward us. That gap between the act and its full arrival is where the crisis lives. Now, here is what most people get wrong about this. The death of God is not a victory lap for atheism. Nietzsche was not celebrating, he was diagnosing. For centuries, God had served as the foundation for Western morality, for objective truth, for the very idea that life has inherent meaning. Remove that foundation, and you don't just lose religion, you lose the entire scaffolding that held moral certainty in place. That means concepts like good, evil, purpose, and progress suddenly have no ground beneath them. The key idea is this. Nietzsche saw nihilism, the belief that nothing has meaning or value, not as a fringe philosophy, but as the inevitable consequence of modernity's own success. Science, reason, and enlightenment thinking had dismantled the credibility of religious metaphysics, but they had not replaced it with anything capable of carrying the same moral weight. Nietzsche was not a detached observer. He was, by any measure, a prodigy inside the very institutions he would later critique. At age 24, he became the youngest person to hold the chair of classical philology at the University of Basel. He understood the Western tradition from the inside, and that is precisely why his diagnosis carries force. He predicted, in The Will to Power, that the arrival of nihilism would produce wars such as have never happened on Earth during the 20th century. He was not being dramatic, he was being precise. When a civilization loses its shared moral vocabulary, the result is not peaceful relativism, it is catastrophic conflict. Sergio, the 20th century, with its world wars, genocides, and ideological mass violence, arrived almost exactly on schedule. The takeaway from this lecture is not that God is dead and nothing matters. That is the nihilist reading Nietzsche feared, not the one he endorsed. His position was that of a physician of culture, someone who names the disease so that a cure becomes possible. The crisis of meaning is real. The collapse of traditional metaphysics is real. But for Nietzsche, naming it honestly is the first act of intellectual courage. The madman in the marketplace is not insane. He is simply early. He sees the darkness coming before the crowd does. And the question he leaves hanging in the air, the one this entire course is built around, is not, is God dead? The question is, now that the old foundations are gone, what do we build in their place? That is the crisis of meaning. And Nietzsche spent his entire philosophical life trying to answer it.